You're listening to Underground USA.
Here's this morning's segment on the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, as broadcast on the Salem and Genesis Communications Networks to over 2 million people each and every night across the world.
And joining us right now, from undergroundusa.com up in the Florida Panhandle, where it's a balmy, I don't know what, but it's warm down here, it's none other than Frank Salvato. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Is it warm up there?
It's wet up here.
Wet. So you're getting rain.
I'll leave rain. We're going to get rain all week. So.
Okay. All right. Well, we got 80 degrees down here, no rain yet.
Yeah. It's going north from here, so I don't think you're going to see what we're getting. But it's going to be wet in the Panhandle for a while.
Okay. It's been 80 degrees plus all night long here. How about that? Oh, well. Yeah, summertime is here.
Getting to be about that time of year.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I'm thinking hurricanes, too. Got to get to this, because this is Joe Biden about 2 hours ago, and he absolutely set the world on fire with this one. So here we go.
Very quickly, you didn't want to get involved in the Ukraine conflict militarily for obvious reasons. Are you willing to get involved militarily to defend Taiwan if it comes to that?
Yes.
You are?
That's the commitment we made.
Time out. Red flag. What in the hell? I was going to play the rest of it, but I don't need to. Then he came in and he said, we are all for a one China policy. Well, if you're going to defend Taiwan, that has nothing to do with the one China policy, unless I read something wrong here.
Yeah, the only thing he's telegraphing is that he is truly challenged when it comes to his mental capacity at this point.
Well,
one, you never, ever, ever telegraph what you're going to do militarily.
Nope.
You have to speak a little bit more diplomatic than that. If in fact you were going to put American lives on the line and defending a nation that you've promised to defend, you need to be more strategic than to just come out and say, yes. Mm-hmm. And then you need to know what your foreign policy is. Mm-hmm. Because the one China policy, well, that's absolutely in contradiction to what he just said.
Yep.
I don't know who's loading the teleprompter for him or who's writing his responses, but whoever that committee is, that's who's running the country right now, because this guy certainly isn't.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and it's a terrible thing to watch on the national, the worldwide stage. You had to believe when he said that the Japanese mouths hit the floor.
Everybody in that theater.
Yep.
Even the Australians, because they would be sucked into a battle like that.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody in the Pacific theater had to have gone, what did he just say?
That includes India, by the way. India was there.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, this puts them all in the crosshairs when the United States president says something like that. That's a commitment. The man just made a commitment on a global stage that they would put American lives in harm's way if China went after Taiwan. If China decides to call the bluff now, what choice do we have?
Yeah. Yep. That's the bad part.
Mm-hmm. Democrats, who used to be the party of we don't want to go to war, remember Code Pink and all those other people who were saber-rattling every single day during the beginning of the Afghan war?
Mm-hmm.
And those were people that actually harbored al-Qaeda, that took down the towers?
Yep.
You know, the party that used to be anti-war, you've got to remember this the next time you go to the polls, because the person you put into office just threw down the gauntlet to communist China, who really doesn't give a damn about human life.
Mm-mm. Nope. And I'll tell you what, it's really, really a mess that we've got, and that's the understatement of the year. But this guy's got to go, and if he can't go by way of the normal means, then they're going to have to Article 25 him or something, because this isn't right, and he definitely put us at risk yesterday. Hold the fort there, Frank. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Frank Salvato, too, from Underground USA. Go to his website, undergroundusa.com, and check it out.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Did you know that Yaupont is the only tea plant indigenous to the United States? Hi, I'm CJ, the owner of Emerald Coast Tea Company. We have a line of Yaupon teas and Yaupon tea blends that will open your eyes to tea that is literally made in the USA. Check out our entire line of teas at www.emeraldcoastteacompany.com. Honey, this ain't your mama's tea.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer.
All right, Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com is back with us. Good morning again, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Gotta bring this up. I had a lot of people, and over the weekend I heard from some folks down on the border saying, thank you for helping us out here. Title 42, the judge decided this, decided that. Well, not so fast, because Biden and his cronies are threatening about doing a walk around. Tell us about that.
Well, you have to assume. And just because one judge said you can't doesn't mean they won't shop for another judge that says you can. This will eventually end up at the Supreme Court if it gets that far before his term ends. That's how long they can keep this thing walking.
Mm-hmm.
That said, when has the Biden administration ever followed the law?
Good question.
They find workarounds for everything. They may just say that they haven't dropped 42, but instruct their people not to enforce it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have a track record of actually selectively enforcing the law when a law may not lend to their agenda. So I don't put it past them to do it in this instance either. They thumb their nose at the courts. I mean, that's the whole movement behind packing the courts. They didn't like a decision the Supreme Court makes. They want to add more justices. Doesn't matter what the courts say. They'll do anything in order to get their agenda through. That's the win-at-all-cost, slash-and-burn, Clintonian, Alinsky tactics that the left is using today. Mm-hmm. Anything to win, it doesn't matter what the law says. And as long as you've got a hypocritical, duplicitous judicial system, they're going to get away with it.
Yep. Unfortunately, you're right, and it's a shame. By the way, Americans are continuing to worry about inflation and the economy. A lot of people are taking care, you know, like they're keeping, for example, cars. They're keeping their older car. They're fixing it up. They're putting money into it, painting it, doing whatever they need to do. But they are, in fact, making things better. They're taking their houses, and instead of buying a new air conditioner, they're fixing the one they got. They're painting their homes. They're reinsulating and this, that, and the other to try to save some money with electricity. A lot of stuff going on.
You wouldn't have been able to even divine that as a reality if you were to listen to Biden's economic advisor over the weekend on the Talking Head shows.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that we have such a resilient rebound and our economy is recovering in such a great fashion, so strong that we are positioned to have the greatest economy ever. And this was the stock answer to questions about the economy and how the people are hurting.
Yeah.
Gas prices, food prices,
yep.
Raw material prices,
yep.
Fertilizer prices for the farmers.
Yep.
And all he could say was, we're positioned for a fantastic economy with the strongest rebound and recovery ever.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they see this. They don't understand that people are hurting. They don't understand that money doesn't go as far as it went. They don't understand that businesses are going under because of their policies. Mm-hmm. They just believe what they want to hear.
By the way, a friend of mine who is a fruit grower up in upstate New York near where I was from, they usually pay about $2,500 to $2,700 a year for fertilizer. This year, the same fertilizer, $9,000.
Yeah, and it's going to get worse not so much because of the shortage in fertilizer, but because of the diesel fuel costs for the trucks that bring the stuff in.
Yep. What do you think that's going to do to the price of fruits and vegetables?
It's going to go up.
Yep.
We have not seen the end of the price hikes yet.
No, sir.
And they're not, pardon me, they're not Putin price hikes, by the way. Mm-hmm. And I love the way they just keep saying that over and over and over, as if sooner or later we're just going to swallow it and say it's because of Putin. No one believes it. Everybody is getting more aggravated with their insistence that that's what it is, too.
The people I know are getting really upset about that. And I'll tell you what, anybody that's buying that, they're stupid.
No, that's going to be that 27% that thinks the country's going in the right direction and Biden's doing a great job. Well, I don't know who these idiots are.
Yeah.
Those people are the reason that the framers said you should be a landowner in order to vote.
Mm-hmm. And I'll go, you are right about that one, a landowner, but I was going to say, I'll go one better. You should have to be able to show that you're an American citizen, and maybe know how to read, write, and add, subtract, and multiply. Jeez.
No, at this point, I'll go taxpayer.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
You know, if you've got skin in the game and you're actually fueling the engine to this country, then maybe you should vote. If you're getting a free ride, I think you should count your blessings and shut up.
Yeah. Now, we've got some big money deals going down up in Georgia right now. Jobs are in the mix. First of all, Hyundai is investing $5.5 billion in a Georgia plant to build electric vehicles. But over on the other side of Georgia, there's a battery company that's investing several billion dollars over near the water, over near Savannah, the port city over there, to build the batteries.
I like to remind people about the fact that these vehicles have to be charged.
Yes.
And unless we're going to actually reinforce and supercharge our electrical grid and infrastructure, we are setting ourselves up for a disaster. Mm-hmm. Because unless we have some kind of miracle energy production wizard that could come down from the clouds and give us the energy that needs to be produced today via fossil fuels, the industry that this administration is crippling, there's no way we can charge all these cars.
I got
not only that, the environmentalists that are saying that we got to go EV, it costs more in economic ecological damage to employ one of these cars than it does to actually use a combustion engine.
Yep. I got one for
you. The
way
they have to make them, the way they have to fuel them, the way they have to create the fuel to fuel them, the way they have to mine the batteries, what they have to do with the batteries after the battery dies.
My neighbor, who just bought a new $40,000 stripped-down version of the Tesla, it took him 21 hours and two full charges to get to Atlanta.
It's not ready yet.
Nope.
I don't mind the idea of an electric car. I don't mind the idea of a hydroelectric car. I love all of these ideas. And when they're feasible and they're cost effective, I'll jump all over it, but it's not time yet.
Yep. Well, you're going to stick around for another segment, so hang in there. We're just getting started, folks. I'm getting Frank wound up here. We're just getting started. Wait till you hear what I talk about when we come back. Holy smokes. Want to fly in an airplane? Maybe not, after I get done telling you what's about to happen.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
American Express, investigated by the U.S. government, caught processing a Soviet-era politician's dirty money, paid hundreds of millions in fines for deceiving customers. Rather than clean up their act, American Express has gone woke. Employees say people are promoted and told to offer lower premiums based on race. Amex administered critical race theory training that told employees capitalism is racist. American Express, serve your customers, not woke politicians. Visit unamericanexpress.com.
This message was paid for by Consumers Research, a 501c3 educational advocacy group. To learn more, log on to consumersresearch.org.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer.
Okay, back to Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. And thanks for sticking around, Frank.
Anytime and always, sir.
All right. Now, I teased something on the way out, and I'm going to read the headline, and then we'll explain it. Facing a pilot shortage, airlines consider reducing required training hours. Now, this story is from the Business Insider, and it mentions some airlines in here and what they're doing. As recently as May 13th, Alaska Airlines apologized in a YouTube video for continued flight cancellations that have been plaguing the carrier for about a year, saying that it's got a ripple effect with other things. The Seattle-based carrier is just one example of airlines struggling to find enough pilots. In order to deal with that, they are considering changing the long-standing requirements to get more pilots flying sooner, like nixing their degree requirements, college degrees, dropping the mandatory night flight hours training that they needed to be hired, and increasing the pilot qualified candidates that way. They thought those things would work out and help them. That makes sense to me. I don't really see why you have to have a college degree to fly a plane. I've known many people who have come right out of the corn lots, crop dusting. There's a good example. Crop dusting, and they can fly as good or better than some of these guys in these fighter jets.
Well, yeah, I'm not gonna disparage anybody's ability to fly. I don't believe a 4-year degree today means a whole hell of a lot, unless you're going into medicine or the law, or you want to be a scientist. Any of the other degrees, the liberal arts degrees, are really just exercises in indoctrination.
Waste of money, my friend. Waste of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but. You know, that said, I don't know a lot of airline pilots who haven't come out of the military, actually having got military training, which, when it comes to flying airplanes, is probably the best training you can get.
Mm-hmm.
So the question here is whether the free market is going to see these airlines actually survive. When the general public starts hearing things like this, they tend to get a little squeamish and they go with other airlines. Now, this brings up a larger point. If the airlines weren't so subsidized by the federal government, perhaps there wouldn't be as many airlines, and there wouldn't be a problem with the pilot numbers. Because true and honest free market competition would have seen some of these smaller airlines go by the wayside because of bad management, mm-hmm. not because of a lack of customer base or a lack of service.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the airlines can always go to Congress and say, we need another bailout, so the Federal Reserve prints more money to give to Congress, to give to the airlines, that perverts the free market system. Mm-hmm. So where bad companies or companies that should be extinct or companies with managements that are corrupt can continue to exist. That's why the honest competition hasn't pushed quality and with lower prices and better service to the top of the pile.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as I feel for a small airline that's trying to do its best, not being able to get good pilots because other bigger airlines are able to pay pilots with subsidized money from the government,
mm-hmm.
until they stand up and say this has got to stop, so there's a level playing field, and we don't have to feed from the government feed trough with subsidies, it's going to continue to happen.
Well,
so, you know, mm-hmm. you can't take with one hand and then say you want it to be done differently.
Well, Delta, American, United, and the smaller regional carrier Republic Airways for Delta are all doing the same thing, backing things up a little bit.
No, you can't tell me there's not a lot of people out there who wouldn't like to be pilots.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start looking at the federal regulations that are applied to the airline industry and see where government intervention has made it impossible to have pilots in the numbers that we need. And then we can whittle those away, and maybe getting government out of the way might be able to make things happen.
Now, something...
But again, until you get rid of government subsidies of the airlines and government injects itself into the private sector as it does in the airline industry, then this is going to continue to happen.
Now, according to this article in Business Insider, and then I'll get rid of this, they say that all of these airlines also have asked for permission to hire pilots out of their training academy when they've reached 750 flight hours, which is lower than what it used to be.
Well, if they have a training academy and they have an in-house training program, then they and they qualify, and you know, then why not? Again, what you're talking about is government regulation that says there's an arbitrary number that says this person learned everything that he needs to learn or she needs to learn. If the proficiency of the pilot is there at 400 hours, and they're able to pass a to pass a certification to satisfy the requirements for performance, then that should be what it is. But when government sets regulatory standards and inserts itself into the private sector, you get this kind of garbage. Government needs to get out of the way in just about every facet of the private sector today.
Okay, we need to light up our audience a little bit and wake them up, because if they want to get back to the America that we remember under Donald Trump and the great gas prices and the great standards of living that we all had and the money that we were stuffing in our banks because we had money to stuff, then they need to get out, and they need to vote in droves come November, and they need to vote for as many of the guys on the red side, the right side of the aisle, guys and gals, as they can, because that's the only way we're going to do this. Clean freaking house of everybody that got us into this mess.
I don't disagree with you. I think the choice is demonstrably different. I don't see it as a right versus left choice. I see it as a choice between sovereignty and globalism. If you are voting for the status quo, whether it's the establishment Republicans in the Republican Party who have been there for a million years, or the fascists on the left, then you are marching down the road to ceding all of your freedoms to globalism within 20 years. If you vote for the people, if you put the establishment out, the deep state establishment on both sides of the aisle out, and demand that the people you put into federal office start dismantling the giant machine and demand that they start setting it up so the states could take back the power that they were given under the U.S. Constitution, then you are voting for sovereignty. So the choice is clear to me. You vote for the status quo, and you are eventually going to be ceding your rights to a global organization that is not elected, and then freedom is done as we know it. But if you vote to make sure that the federal government is neutered, leashed, and that they get back to constitutionalism, where the states are the government that affect you the most, then you're voting for sovereignty and the continuation of the United States.
Frank, thanks very much. We'll talk to you on Friday. Have yourself a great day up there and stay dry.
I'll try.
All right.
Stay lonely.
Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. I'll be right back with the sports quarterback.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Please like the episode on the platform you're listening to us on, leave a comment if it lets you, and share us with your friends and family. Our influence grows when you share our podcast. And don't forget to sign up for our Substack, which comes directly to you, subverting the interference of the internet gatekeepers and social media censors. This is going to be increasingly important moving forward given the world trajectory. You're listening to Underground USA. My name is Frank Salvato. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, this is Judson Carroll of the Southern Appalachian Herbs Podcast. My new book, Growing Your Survival Herb Garden for Preppers, Homesteaders, and Everyone Else, is really for everyone. No matter where you live, whether you're in a homeowners association or you have a nice big farm, or even if all you have is a balcony and an apartment, you can grow the herbs you need for your health, for your family's health, and be ready to face any circumstance that comes your way. I make growing herbs easy, practical, and fun, actually. So look for this book. It's on Amazon if you want a print copy, or you can contact me directly for an ebook. Find me at judsoncarroll.com. Thanks, and I know you will enjoy this.